So Ollie, this will be your first game for the Maggies in your high career, I guess.
It will be, yeah. The Sandford debut, playing for my much-loved Maggies, so really excited for it. Obviously, we've got Charlie returning with myself from... He's been a bit longer than me, 9 months. I'm only 6 weeks, so not too much compared to him, but very excited. The boys are up and about and looking forward to it.
If there's an AFL game this week, you're Paul playing, would you have gone straight back in, or did you feel like you wanted a sample game anyway? Was it just the way the draws rolled out?
Yeah, I probably learnt from my first mishap earlier in the year where I missed the first two games and did come straight back in. If I had my time again, which I have now, I would have preferred to have a run in the sample to prepare me. I think whilst I could have a certain impact, it was subdued a little bit just without having match fitness. So I think myself and Kenny's learnt from the first time going around where the AFL is such a step up from straight line running and whatever you can sort of simulate in terms of training to the actual game.
This is the best scenario, rather than take another week off and then come straight back next week.
It is, yeah, yeah. And look, fortunately, we've got the bye, so all things going well. Tomorrow I can and get a good run and perhaps put my name forward for next week without missing this AFL game.
How much game time? Like 60%,
80%? I'd imagine I played normal, so 75 to 80. I didn't... For my rehab, I was only off legs for about 3 weeks and then I was able to run on the Alter-G treadmill, so I didn't lose a lot of fitness. A little bit of game fitness, obviously, missing 6 weeks, but in terms of my load and how my body's feeling, it should be fine to play 75 to 80.
Charlie has obviously missed a lot more footy. Do you know how much game time you get?
I'm not sure. He might be managed a little bit different, although I think the Sandful interchange is pretty small. I probably should know that, what that is. I think it's about, might be 60?
I think it's 60.
60, yeah, and there's only three on the bench, so everyone's sort of got to carry their load. Obviously, if we're going to manage Charlie, we have to, but I'm not sure on his game time.
Seems like it's been really tough on Charlie, questioned like whether he'd even play footy again. So obviously the club's been a part of that and been on that journey for him, so for him to play any sort of football, I mean, what does that mean for him, but for also his team?
Oh, I guess we're so proud of to see what Charlie's done. I think being in rehab that long, you can get down on yourself, and he has had two or three mishaps throughout his recovery where he's required more surgery. So I guess each road bump like that sets you back a bit. But I think he's been really positive throughout it. Over the last 2-3 weeks where he's really close, I've just seen this vibrant energy come out of him. And look, he's in probably the best condition I've ever seen at the moment. He's obviously needs that little bit of match fitness, but in terms of straight line running, his physique, what he's doing out on the training track is superb. And I think with a run or two before he gets into the AFL, he's going to be very dangerous in the latter half of the year.
Sorry, and how much have you missed him in that forward line?
Oh, we've missed him enormously. We've sort of missed that big pillar down there that can sort of take the two defenders and bring the ball to ground. We've seen guys do it at time, but consistently Charlie's proven that he can do that. We saw Dougal be able to do that a little bit in Shanghai, but I think Dicko's physique and his long jeopardy throughout a season is really good. Guys can do that for a week or two, but it just wears down on them, so he's going to be big for us.
You obviously want to play Ollie, but being a spectator and watching the young guys go about it, Butters, Rosie, etc., have you been surprised at how quickly they've adjusted, and not just adjusted but excelled?
Yeah, probably that probably wore off 6 weeks in. We knew they were probably going to have an immediate impact and be able to do what they're doing. Probably what we're surprised on is how long they're doing it for. Your first year of AFL footy, usually you've got half a season before you really start to tire. These guys haven't missed a beat. They're up and running. Obviously now we're at the bye, so they get a rest. I think the sky's the limit for them for the second half of the year. I think the club will do really well at managing their load, giving them time away to freshen up, to keep them really energetic on game day. But yeah, I think in terms of what we're thinking, sky's the limit for those boys. I think we've only just started to see the start of what they're capable of.
Where will you play most of your footy tomorrow? And what's sort of the pass mark in your own eyes for you to get back and say, yeah, I'm ready to go back in the ones?
I'll play through the midfield throughout, I'd imagine. In terms of the pass mark, I'm not sure on statistics or whatever. I think I've just got to get through and my legs got to feel good. It's obviously the first game I've played, so it's a significant amount of stress going through the broken bone. So firstly, just to get through that and I guess get some minutes under my belt to be able to prepare myself to push on.
You said before, in hindsight, you might have had a game or two on the sandfire after the shoulder surgery. Did you feel like your touch was just a little bit off, you know, before obviously injuring the ankle against Collingwood in round 7? Did you feel you just weren't your best when you were playing?
A little bit, yeah. Probably that Collingwood game I did. But then again, I think back, like, I did have a broken leg, so there was a bit going on in my head, which was sort of clouding my judgment a little bit and thinking, what's going on here? So in terms of that, before that, I think I was, pretty solid and had some good games, but obviously it does take, once you come back, a couple of games to get going, so we feel it's better to do it in the sample than the AFL.
How it all panned out, though, I remember you, before the showdown the Monday, you were in front of the press conference with Taylor Walker, and then it came out later that day or the day after that you're actually,
The
scans and stuff like that for broken leg. Was it all just a bit confused, I suppose, for yourself, or how long did you sort of know that there's something wasn't?
I had an injury going into, I injured at North Melbourne game, and we thought it was unrelated to a broken leg, obviously something that I'd had a little bit of trouble with, and it probably wasn't until during the Collingwood game that I realised, geez, I can't move too well here. So once we got it scanned and, obviously we found out, but, sort of clouding my judgment a little bit for that Collingwood game.
Surely got a few brownie
points
from the boys
for
credit points for playing with a broken leg.
Oh, I'd hope so, Rennie, yeah. I think so, yeah.
What quarter against North Melbourne did you feel that injury for the first time?
I didn't notice it during North Melbourne because we think I did it when I got stepped on. So I got stepped on pretty badly and the whole front of my foot bruised up and went pretty red. So I wasn't in as much pain in the leg. It was more so my foot, which was masking a bit. And we think it was that because I was scanned before that and it showed nothing. And then after the Collingwood game, it showed a break.
It was a North Melbourne game where that happened.
Yeah.
And you're across all the rules. I mean, only a few changes, but in the
Good question. I am. I'm across all them. I do watch a lot of sample footy. There's not many Maggie's games that I miss. I'd only miss if I'm in a state travelling for power. So I am up to date with the rules. I know most of Sturt's players, to be honest. Watch them pretty closely. Sammy Calhoun's a good mate of mine. He goes pretty well for Sturt, so I do know them well.
Will Kenny be here watching on tomorrow?
Will you guys? I actually think Kenny's got his country premiership reunion, I believe. He's told that a couple of weeks ago because we sort of knew this is a game we were sort of pigeonholing to return at, and he said he's got his, I think it's Camperdown seniors flag that he coached. They've won reunion, they've put it on in his bye week to get there, but I dare say we'll be watching pretty closely on the app.
And Ollie, I'm not sure how much you've seen or heard about it, but there's a story about a female player who's been banned for 6 games for playing in a male team.
Yep.
Have you got any thoughts, or is the club, that it might be a bit harsh? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, 6 games.
6 games.
She's 4?
Playing, I think, essentially in a male side.
Unregistered.
Oh, okay.
Is that too harsh a penalty, or...?
Look, I don't make the rules, but that sounds fairly harsh, 6 games, but I don't know if she's broken the rules or something. Yeah, I don't know too much about it, but 6 games is a lot to miss.
Seems a bit excessive, perhaps.
It does, yeah. It seems, yeah, a fair bit. 6 games, yeah. Sorry, I don't know what it is. I don't read too much.
Ollie, do you feel a bit sorry for the Sturt fullback who has to play on Charlie Dixon? You run around in state league football and then you've got Charlie Dixon for 10 months, pretty motivated to come out.
They are. The few Sturt games I've watched, they're very good at intercepting and dropping off. So I dare say they'll have a bit of that going, but he was over for dinner last night and he got up and walked off the couch and like, mate, you're so tall. He's like 202 centimetres. He's 115 kilos. Good luck to them. He's a Goliath at the moment.
Is he hungry? He must be itching.
Oh, and he is, yeah. He lives for his footy and missing games is hurting him a lot, and to see us playing out there, and it's what we love to do, and he's ever so hungry to get out there. He's so excited to run around with the young boys tomorrow and prove himself and get back into the AFL.
And you played finals, and with the side being 6-5, you must be hungry to get back to top 8 footy.
Yeah, definitely. I guess we saw what we were capable of in Shanghai on a nice dry deck, the way we moved the footy, and I guess, cut St Kilda up at times. It's so exciting going forward. We think we've got our best footy ahead of us. We're starting to fine tune. We've got guys starting to come back into senior footy and put their hand up. So it's exciting. It's going to create competition for spots, and we think it can only look breach success.
Oh, you said Charlie looks fitter than ever. Is that just the work he's done? Is he trimmed down a little bit?
Yeah, he has trimmed down. Yeah. If you have a look at him, he looks quite skinny despite being really strong. So he's put a lot into that. I think he's taught himself to almost be hungry a lot of the time, not to eat a lot, and he's fine tuned.
So he could come back even better than before.
Well, I personally think he will, just the way I've seen him move, and he's quick enough as it is for a big man. But I think he's improved in all that.
So sticking with Brenny's hunger theme, how hungry are you to, I guess, your first season as captain, to finally get it up and going? Must feel very stop start.
Yeah, it has been. not happy with that. incredibly hungry. To see the boys going out there and not being able to do anything from the sideline, it does hurt. And see everyone starting to click, and the young boys come together, and the older guys, what Boakie's doing, what Robbie's doing, it's so exciting. There's a great atmosphere around this place at the moment, and I guess there's nothing more that I want to be doing than be out there playing. So I've come a long way in 6 weeks, get my leg right. Now I've got to do my thing in the sandfall and get my spot back.
Beautiful.
Thanks, guys.